The idea, they actively said, we won't have Twitch subs turned on our giant streams with millions of followers, is fucking insane. Think about how many millions and millions of dollars they would have made. Think about, right, you don't even have to have a bonkers number. Early on, if they'd have done the usual thing where you give like a perk for having the sub, like maybe it allows you to speak during certain segments in the Twitch chat where other people can't and they're restricted. Maybe you can submit questions or vote in polls or you get a special emote for the chat. Guys, they could easily have had, I think, tens of thousands of regular Twitch subs, which would literally, if you just add up the numbers, would have been millions per year. Millions of dollars. That's just even just an LCS. You could have had the ULCS, all the regions. You could have had millions of dollars. If people don't know, when OGN Champions, before the LCK, used to have the thing whereby being a Twitch sub, you could get the higher quality stream and access to the VODs. That was how they paid for people like Monty and Dor to have a very good salary, but actually the most talent have to this day in League of Legends, and live in Korea and work on what was essentially a piggyback broadcast onto their main Korean broadcast. Because basically, I was told from behind the scenes, that program of getting the OGN Legion of subs made millions of dollars a year. It was doing so much money. I've always said, Riot came along, shut that down, because they were like, it should just be free to increase viewership, and besides, I don't think you should have to pay. And then when they made the LCK, that's just them being dickheads and literally saying, oh, what's that, a golden goose you've got? I wouldn't want a golden goose exactly like that. They kill the golden goose, and actually, let's just hope there's free eggs for everyone, never mind the golden ones. So they were making millions of dollars for OGN, and because of that, they could then spend that and add value to the broadcast. They could add shoulder content with Monty, etc. They could add so many things, so many cool things I'm sure people want now, but now, in this pure free model, we've got all the cost cutting, so you get less shoulder content for LEC and LCS. You get less special podcasts and cool little things, and all of a sudden, you don't see them doing music videos, etc. It's funny, they had to pay people to do those things, guys. So Twitch subs immediately, that's such an obvious one. You didn't just drop the ball on that one. You just every year basically said for no reason, let me just take a shotgun and blow my own feet off. Even though it's just free money, there's really no downside to it.